All right, this is Brian, and stepped away from the table for a little bit. We're at HeroesCon 2009, and I'm sitting with
Chris Giarrusso.
And I think what most of our listeners will know you directly from is the Mini Marvels books. How did you get that gig?
It started out when I was an intern at Marvel Comics. I interned for an editor that worked on the What If books, and I used to pitch the most insane ideas to him that I knew that he would never actually take seriously, but they made him laugh enough that he offered me comic strips, or an opportunity to do comic strips in the letters page, and that eventually evolved into doing comic strips in the bullpen bulletins page, and then I decided that it would be cool to do Charles Schulz versions of the Marvel characters, and I started doing the Mini Marvels and kind of took off after that.
I don't want to give credit, so it sounds like I'm talking out of my rear end, but it seems like it helped kind of spark a return to fun all-ages comics, because it seems like after your stuff took off a little bit, DC launched a couple, and then Marvel started doing some more of it. Is that something you're happy about, that you got more kid stuff out there now?
I'm definitely glad there's a lot more kid stuff out there, a lot more fun stuff. I don't really think that I deserve that much credit for it. I mean, all along, that Marvel and DC have been always looking for ways to reach kids and the audiences that, you know, they seem to have lost. And so they've always been trying a lot of different stuff. I think actually Chris Iliopoulos had a much heavier mark with his Franklin Richards books.
Yes.
Because the Mini Marvels, at a certain point, they were canceled. And I didn't think I was going to get any more work, but the Franklin Richards stuff did so well that I think that's what led Marvel to giving me another chance.
You mentioned this kind of homage to Charles Schulz. Is that kind of where your artistic background is cartooning, things of that nature?
Yeah. You know, what Charles Schulz made me want to be a cartoonist. I used to draw comic strips at my college school newspaper. And although I wasn't actually drawing kid stuff then, you know, I was just kind of learning and, you know, trying to draw in the simplest way that I could that would make it clear what I was trying to draw. And Schulz is always the biggest, my favorite comic strip growing up. So, yeah, he's a big influence. I think I got off track there answering the question.
Is this your first trip to HeroesCon?
This is my third time at HeroesCon.
Third straight?
Not third straight, but second in a row, and I came maybe 4 or 5 years ago for 1 year. It's a great show.
Is this, you also had a very nice piece that actually one of our friends bought from the art auction last night.
Okay.
Is this your first time giving something to the auction?
No, I try to, you know, whenever there's auctions going on at conventions, I try to contribute a piece every time, especially if they're asking, because you know, they were nice enough to provide me with table space here, and it's like, you know, a good way to give back and raise money for them.
How has your convention experience been this year?
It's been pretty good. You know, now I have a lot more work out there that people have seen, and we've got two Mini Marvels digests and a G-Man digest, so There's books out there that people recognize now. Because before I actually had books out, you know, people kind of recognized my stuff, but not so much. But so more people are noticing my stuff now. That's good.
I guess maybe before, a lot of people stopped by your table because they like your art so much, and now they're stopping by because they actually know who you are.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, wow, you have a lot. I've seen a lot of your books on the shelves.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me a little bit about G-Man. A lot of people know you for the Mini Marvels, but like you said, you have another book out there.
Right. Well, G-Man is my own stuff. It's the exact same concept as Mini Marvels. It's little kid superheroes. They're just, you know, new characters. They're not the classic Marvel characters you grew up with, but it's the same style of writing, the same kind of art. G-Man is a little kid with a magic cape that gives him superpowers, and he's got a whole bunch of friends with superpowers, and they get into the same kinds of funny adventures that the Mini Marvels do.
And who's publishing that one?
That's Image Comics.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're working with Marvel and Image, but not exclusive to either, I take it?
Right. Well, right now I'm focusing on G-Man. The Mini Marvels seems to have kind of taken a leave of absence for a number of different reasons. But Image was nice enough to give me an opportunity to do a miniseries. We just put out the first collection of all the G-Man stuff that I've been doing, and a new miniseries starts in August.
So you have a trade out and then a new miniseries starting in August,
right,
from Image. And then all of your Mini Marvel stuff is out on trade now, correct?
Most of it. Yeah. There's some odd things here and there that didn't make it in.
You have two different trades?
Yeah, it's Mini Marvel's Rock, Paper, Scissors and Mini Marvel's Secret Invasion.
Is there anything else that you think they might be releasing with that, or is it just kind of you're in a wait-and-see mode for that?
That's kind of a wait-and-see, you know, because I was under the impression that they didn't want to use me anymore. But it's not everybody at Marvel feels the same way about my work. So some of the people have offered me, some of the editors have offered me some jobs since I was under the impression that I wasn't allowed to do any more work. but at that point, I was already tied up with my commitment to G-Man, so I had to turn them down. But, you know, by the end of the year, I should have a free schedule, so I'll probably be talking to them, and maybe something new will happen.
Excellent. Now, where can people find you and your stuff online?
ChrisGComics.com. And you can also find me on Facebook and MySpace if you're into either of those things.
Are you Twittering yet?
I'm not yet, but I suppose it's only a matter of time.
It is the latest mindless thought social networking site out there.
Right, right.
All right, well, Chris, we really appreciate you talking to us.
Oh, thanks a lot for your time, man.
Thanks.